This is 88.5 NEPM. Rules confusion clouds the Massachusetts legislative process. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Chris Lozinski from the State House News Service on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Carrie. Good to be back.
Massachusetts House and Senate lawmakers remain divided over transparency and process reforms in their joint rules package, with many major issues unresolved. This coming after months of negotiation. Recent disputes, Chris, have highlighted inconsistency among legislative leaders. What are lawmakers saying about this ongoing conflict and the delay?
The ones in charge of coming to consensus on a final package say that they are making some progress, that they're optimistic about the course of negotiations, but that doesn't eliminate the fact that we're 4.5 months into the term and they still don't have an agreement in place. And they even admitted that some of the biggest sticking points, like how to change the bill reporting deadline or what to do over committee attendance, consensus on that front still remains out of reach.
As for Western Mass lawmakers, does the current situation impact their ability to effectively represent their districts?
It depends on who you ask. And if you ask Senator Jake Oliveira, for example, the answer is a resounding yes. Last week, Oliveira was not allowed to testify remotely at a committee hearing about a bill of his. The House chair of that panel, Taki Chan, said that lawmakers need to be present in person for committees of which they are a member. That's something that the House is pushing for in its reform package, but has not yet become final. In the wake of that, we had some back and forth between the House and Senate, including one top representative suggesting maybe the House will soften its position. But for right now, we are at least hearing the argument made by some Western Mass lawmakers that there are barriers to getting their voices fully heard by their colleagues.
More to come there. With a hiring freeze across the Massachusetts executive branch starting next week, Governor Maura Healey aims to preserve budget flexibility amid economic uncertainty with threats of major federal funding cuts on the horizon. She's applied the hiring brakes before. Do we know how long she expects this period to last?
No, we don't. I believe all the governor said was that this will remain in place until the next year's state budget, the fiscal 2026 budget, is signed into law, at which point she'll reassess. That's not going to happen before July 1st. Lawmakers really just by rule missed the start of the fiscal year deadline to get a new budget in place. So I'd expect this to be around for at least a couple of months. It's worth noting she's taken similar action before, but last year's version was more of what the administration called hiring controls, where executive branch agencies needed to get waivers, needed to get explicit advance permission to bring employees on. This time, with a few exceptions, it's much more of an across-the-board freeze with no waivers allowed.
Okay. Lawmakers continue to advance next year's state budget forward this week. President Karen Spilka and the Senate will debate their chamber's budget bill. Are Spilka or any lawmakers saying federal funding changes might slow state spending?
Yes, Senate President Karen Spilka in particular has suggested that the budget that is up for debate in the Senate this week might not be the actual final package, that there might be a need to come in later down the line and change the plans and respond to federal funding cuts. But that's just a comment. And in terms of action, lawmakers are still plowing ahead with their mostly original plans to jack up state spending more than 6% over the budget that Governor Healey signed last year, despite all of the uncertainty about federal funding cuts.
And procedurally, Chris, they actually can't change or whittle back that budget at this point. Is that right?
Mostly, yes. The Senate Ways and Means Committee's budget is already drafted, is ready to hit the floor. Amendments already needed to be filed. If there is to be a change before that budget is signed into law, I would expect that to happen at the conference committee stage for House and Senate Democrats in private negotiations to say, look, a big Medicaid cut is official, something like that. Let's change this section of our budget to accommodate for it.
Chris Lozinski is a reporter for the State House News Service in Boston. Chris, thank you.
My pleasure.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.